Welcome everyone to day 8 of the Winter Feast of the Soul. Yay! Moving right along, continuing to talk about the view. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding the sense of ground, landing in your body. Present moment awareness. And continuing our talk about the right view or things the way they are. So I want to go back to something I mentioned earlier in the week, which is we're not alone in this situation. And that's really important. And just remembering that, and it's such a key idea, that remembering that everybody has suffering or uncomfortableness, or, you know, just the kind of, everybody wants to be in control and have everything, all the good stuff, and be certain about something and have it all last forever. We're all in it. And I wanted to tell this little Buddha story that many of you have heard me tell before, but I'll say it again because I think it's really important. So the story goes that there's this woman in a village who lost a child and was caught up in her grief. And she went to several people trying to figure out like how to get over her grief. And everybody said, you should go see Buddha and see what he has to say. And so she goes to the Buddha, and the Buddha said, yes, I will help you, but first I want you to do something for me, which is I'd like you to go back to your village and find a house that has not been affected by death. And of course, she goes back and can't find a house that has not been affected by death. And that calms or holds her grief in a different kind of way. So even when we think about suffering and helping other people, oftentimes we can't change their circumstances, but we can be with them. And we can remember our own suffering and our own tenderness. And that's actually the seed of compassion, is being able to recognize that other people are suffering just like us. And oftentimes, we can just be with them. And that in and of itself is a great thing. And it requires that we connect to our own tenderheartedness, our own vulnerabilities. And as we connect to that, really remembering and understanding that other people feel like this. In fact, the short version of the loving kindness practice is the phrase, just like me. This person is just like me. They have hopes, they have dreams, they have sorrows. They wish for everything to be certain and good and forever, just like me. So I want to invite you to let that sense of your own tenderheartedness and the remembrance that other people have this tenderheartedness be the ground of your practice today. So let's practice. It's also a good reason to practice together, because it becomes very obvious that we're the same. I just want to throw that in. All right. Taking your seat, finding the sense of ground, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. From that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. Connecting to your own natural human dignity. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that tender heart, our sense of care for ourselves and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and tender-heartedness of our practice together.